The following program is part of the Inner Circle Podcasting Group. Go to innercirclecomics.com for more high-quality podcasts.
Hey, listen, nerds. It's time for another Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week podcast with Joe and Matt.
By the hairy hosts of Hoggoth, it is time.
Hoary, by the hoary hosts.
I like the hairy hosts better. It is time for another THN Answer of the Week. This is your show where you guys play. It's tons of fun. Here's how it works. Every week, Joe Patrick, who's sitting right across from me.
Hey.
He's one of the hosts of Two-Headed Nerd Comic Book Podcast. I am the other one. My name's Matt Baum. Joe Patrick posts the question of the week in the THN forums. You guys can go there and you can answer as long as you want. Write a whole book about it.
Yeah.
Or you can call us at 402-819-4894. Leave us a 2-minute message. No longer. Shorter, even better. If you can smash your answer into 10 seconds, you're the smartest guy in the world.
Hey, look, we got a movie to get to today, so we are not fooling around.
We're hauling ass. Or you can send us your MP3 recording to twoheadednerd@gmail.com. That's where you can go crazy. Add sound effects, burps, farts, make yourself sound stronger, older, whatever you want to do. It's hilarious. But before we can...
Make yourself sound older.
Yeah, you're like, I'm so. But before we get into your answers, I need Joe Patrick to reset the question of the week.
This week's question came from Wooly Toots, who wanted to know what everyone's new comic book day rituals were.
This is the back to the business of comic booking file.
Maybe you don't have new comic book day rituals. Maybe you don't even get your comics on new comic book
Maybe
day.
Maybe you don't even like comic books.
Yeah, I mean...
Maybe you have no business listening to the show.
Odds are.
Maybe you'd like Joe's Dancing with the Stars cast even better. I don't know. Regardless.
Look. The people love it.
No, they don't.
They do.
They feel bad for you.
No, you're just disconnected. But you're too disconnected.
Before we start, I'm proud to unveil another THN cocktail of the week. When Joe and I sit here together, we have a little cocktail during the day to, shall we say, pad the experience. This week's cocktail was
a little
suggested.
Podcast lubricant.
This week's podcast was suggested by one of our callers, J.D. Catchemall himself, the Bruce Wayne.
J.D. gotta catch them all.
Pardon me, J.D. gotta catch them all. The Bruce Wayne. And the Bruce Wayne is the first of our coffee cocktails. I like it. It's 4 ounces of coffee. I'm using a delicious Chilean roast from Archetype Coffee here in Omaha. They're wonderful. 2 ounces of bourbon and a teaspoon of maple syrup. Now, I had to do honey because I didn't have any maple syrup. But I think it's still pretty good. Excelsior. Not bad. It's the Bruce Wayne because you're getting some bourbon, but you're getting some coffee too.
You know.
Well, no, because
that classic Bruce Wayne drink,
no,
bourbon.
But I'm saying he's partying, but he's also drinking coffee so he can stay sharp. Just in case he's got a Batman some up. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Speaking of never knowing, let's go to Anthony currently in Brooklyn. I like Anthony currently residing in Brooklyn.
No, it's syllabically problematic.
Anthony currently from Brooklyn here, coming to you live from the geodesic dome deep in the heart of the Upper West Side, Manhattan. And being full digital, I don't partake in the new comic book Wednesday anymore. When I did have a very specific routine. I was actually off work on Wednesdays, and I would head down to the shop at noon. And my shop was Rogers Time Machine on 14th Street and 7th Avenue in Manhattan. Unfortunately, it's no longer there. It had been there for many, many years. In fact, you could smoke and drink in the shop.
That is cool.
And it looked like it, too. But it was cool. Like, tons of back issues. The guys would always work a deal for you, and they were really cool. I would get my pull list and then peruse the shelves, see if I missed anything. And this shop was on the second floor of an apartment building with retail spaces down below, but this was actually on the second floor. So if you walked up one more floor, there were apartments, and if you walked down, you'd find an Irish pub. And I'd walk into the pub, set up my comics like a good little nerd, and I would put them in order of least excited to read to most excited. So I would read the one that I was most excited for at the end, and then I would get faced. I would get drunk as hell and read my comics. Shot in a beer. Yes, more, please. And that's what I would do.
Awesome.
And I surprisingly retained everything that I read. But it does, however, explain why I thought Superboy Prime punching reality was okay at the time. Like, I was totally okay with that. And I blame that on
he was
booze.
Wasted.
And that's it. That's what I would do. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
That's cool as hell.
That's a great story.
My dream. Matt Baum's dream. Comic book shop, bar, the Danger Room.
Ooh,
be so great. Welcome to the Danger Room. You have like an old school, like blinking
sign.
Hope
you survived the experience.
Totally. Totally. It'd be so awesome. You know, oh, always wanted to do that. Good answer. That sounds like a kick ass place. Although if they're smoking in the building, your comics are almost guaranteed to be yellow.
Worthless. Yeah.
Just saying. Let's go to the Google voicemail.
Hey, honey. I'm just getting a call. It's Wednesday at 11 on my lunch break. Heading to the local comic store to get my profile like I've done for the last 10 years. So I guess I'll try you later.
I don't know who that was.
Who was that?
I have no idea. A sweet little message. I don't know if it was directed to us or not. It seems like more than serendipity that he was talking about getting his comics.
I think maybe he was play acting.
Is that what it was?
And like leaving him a message for his quote unquote wife saying, hey, just going about my normal routine, comic shop on my lunch break.
Does that make us his quote unquote wife?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
All right.
Let's, I mean, let's just go with it.
He sounds cute. I don't know. Okay. Thanks a lot.
I don't know who that was. I feel like I sort of recognized the voice, but I couldn't place
sort it. Sort of. They were from Minnesota. So I don't know. Weird. Okay.
All right.
There we go. Here's a man that identified himself.
Yeah, I know who this is for sure.
Mr. Carl Smith.
I already know about this guy's proclivities.
Oh, boy.
Hola, Nerdarinos. It's Carl Smith over here in Council Bus.
Hello, Carl.
Hey, I used to have a great new comic book day routine. And I'd drag one of the kids with me, whoever was old enough and at home with me, and we'd go over in the morning. Sometimes I'd get to go by myself and have a coffee beforehand and go right when the store opened, which is Legend Comics and Coffee, formerly managed by Joe Patrick. And it was a good system. I got to see everything up on the shelf before it was picked over and kind of got to file through and take a few impulsive buys every week. But things have changed, unfortunately, and I still try to get there on Wednesdays because I feel like I miss out if I don't get there on Wednesday. I don't even pull very many comics anymore. Matter of fact, I've started playing Magic cards or buying Magic cards. I haven't really had a chance to buy or play too much, but partially because it's something I've been interested in and partially just because I wanted something to help motivate me to go to the comic store and spend money. Because I like the people there, and I really want to support the shop, and it's just a bummer if I miss out on Wednesdays. So my routine basically is just try to touch base with some good people, some good friends, you know, chit-chat a little bit about pop culture or what's going on in life, and go home and just feel like I had a moment where it was only about fellowship. So anyway, that's my new comic book day routine, and if it wasn't for the comic book store, I don't think I would be into comics at all. Thanks. Bye.
Goddamn, Carl. Good call, man. I and you know what? When Joe and I first got together and started doing this show, the whole idea was we missed our comic book experience.
Yeah.
Just being in the shop, making fun of each other, yelling, yeah. Making fun of other nerds. People just used to come in and watch us make fun of each other.
Yeah, because at that point it had been almost 4 years since we quit.
Yeah. Yeah, truly. And
well, I mean, I was back at Legend at that point, but still.
Yeah. But I hope we're trying. I hope we're bringing a piece of that fellowship to you guys that listen to this. This is your little virtual comic book shop, you know?
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're trying to do.
And that's just what the forums are. That's what the forums are about. That's what the periscoping is about.
But that's exactly
that's what the answer of the week is about.
That's exactly what Carl Smith's talking about. That nerdy sanctuary where we can all go nerd out about whatever the hell we want. No one's going to judge you other than, you know, harshly. Because that's what nerds do.
But not for real, you
not
know.
Not for real. We're having fun. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And let me tell you what. Carl's kids are totally great.
Are they?
Yeah. So great.
They're adorable too.
Oh man.
It's funny because Carl, not a pretty man. I'm kidding. Carl's gorgeous. Also the host of the Goat Kicker podcast.
Goat Kicker podcast.
Yeah, where he started talking about magic cards and my eyes glazed over. I was like, Carl. You nerd.
I am the proud recipient of not one, but two pieces of Colin Smith original artwork.
That's going to be worth something someday.
One I got for my birthday and one I got for supporting Carl's Kickstarter.
Hey, all right. Giving him, making his kids do the hard work, huh?
Yes. And his daughter, Kendall, is one of my favorite human beings on the planet.
Oh, Cameron Lobrillo, folks. Gotta love him. Check out his podcast, Goat Kicker Podcast. Good stuff. Randy Andrews, on the other hand, now there's a childless monster.
Greetings, Joe and Matt. This is Randy Andrews emailing in for the question of the week. This week you asked about our new comic book day rituals. Well, guys, I usually go about every 2 weeks. I scope things out first on Wednesday, and then I go back on Friday with cash. I have a pull file, and so I look forward to those titles that I get regularly. I try to get a Tauntaun drink at my favorite comic book store, Legend Comics and Coffee, and I sometimes order stuff and usually chat with the crew there. They're a blast. Well, that's my answer this week, guys. Hope you liked it. Check out my soundtrack blog at soundtrackalley.net, and my music this week is called Canned Heat from Napoleon Dynamite. See you in a week. Bye for now.
It's Jamiroquai, Andrews. Come on. Come on, buddy.
It's all right to embrace your love for Jamiroquai, Randy.
I like how he took us into the pimp lifestyle.
Yeah, Randy. I mean, I imagine him like leaning back doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
Making
like shows
it
up with like a purple like velvet coat on, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is this, Tauntaun?
Dressed like Prince.
Like tips a girl $100, you know. Like, damn, Andrews. Damn. Randy, you are not a childless monster. You're one of my favorite people on the planet. Give me a damn break. That friggin' guy. I'm a little shocked that he goes once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, you know.
He's got
real life responsibilities.
He strikes me as like the kind of quivering addict that like, ooh.
No, Randy's got his habit under control.
Yeah, he's not like us.
He can quit anytime he wants.
That's right. Randy's a man. Skyler Walker, I've heard he's a man too. I don't know for certain. He sounds manly on the phone.
Hey, Joe and Matt, this is Skyler Walker calling with my answer to the question of the week. Now, I actually don't have a weekly comic book, new comic book day ritual. But I have a very good excuse for this blasphemy. See, one of my girlfriends works at a comic book store, so I would guess my ritual is to have them delivered to my home by a sexy lady that f***s me. So I don't complain about things.
Skyler Walker is a man.
One of his girlfriends.
One of his girlfriends.
Yeah.
Like a harem.
You know what? It's like, 2016. People are into all kinds of shit.
I don't have to go to the mechanic. I've got a sexy lady to fix my car and then f*** me. God damn, Skyler.
What is it? Two calls in a row with these pimp ass dudes.
I don't know, man. Like, I feel like my new comic day is like pretty wuss compared to these.
I go to the comic book store and then I go to dinner after.
I wake up and I have a sensible breakfast. And,
Let's go to Elise Wisdom, see who she f***s on new comic book day.
Oh, hi, listeners. It's me, Elise Wisdom. I'm here to answer this week's question of comic book day rituals. I'm not a hardcore Wednesday comic book day sort of person. I usually wait until the weekend. Usually Sundays, I go to the Eisner Award-winning Legend Comics and Coffee. I chat with the employees or other patrons who I know for a bit, see if there's anything in my pull file, grab those, get a coffee, read them in the shop, chat some more, and then I leave. I don't have too many things in my pull file. I usually just try to support some of the smaller titles like I Hate Fairyland and Platona, stuff like that. I enjoy the camaraderie of the shop more than anything else. So big shout out to the weekend staff at Legend, R.C. Schmidt, PJ Hunsicker, Aaron Hughes, and I guess Keith Binder, just because he's usually around there, berating me for not being on social media. Well, guess what, Keith? I joined Twitter. You happy now? So anyway, that's my answer. Hopefully I don't get stalked and murdered now that you pervs know my schedule. Wisdom out.
Hey, look, Keith could stand to spend a little less time on social media, if
it's
you know
true.
What I mean.
It's true. And getting stalked and murdered just means you're very special to someone. That's all that means, you know? Somebody loves you. We love you, Elise. It's nice to hear from you. Sundays. But I guess you really got to trust your profile.
Well, I think that means it's more about the people that are working that day.
Yeah.
Than
I think Elise also didn't have the same type of comic book problem that you and I had.
Well, you know, she only gets two or three things.
Yeah.
So
I don't know what that's like.
It's not like she has to worry about, you know, oh, man, they didn't put. Avengers : standoff -
they forgot my Sinja
assault on Silent Hill and now it's sold out.
Welcome to Twitter, Elise. Hope you survived the experience. Let's go to the THN old timer, Greg Litchfield.
Greetings, two-headed nerds. This is your number one true believer, Greg Litchfield, and the official THN old-timer.
I do indeed have a new comic book day ritual. I've been buying my comic books at the same comic book shop, New England Comics, in Quincy, since it opened its doors in 1983. For the first 5 years, I would pick up my comic books every single Wednesday without fail. However, since moving to a small town 17 miles away, it was no longer convenient to go weekly. I now go to the comic book store once a month or every 4 weeks after work on a Friday without fail. This is Greg Litchfield saying, "Nuff said."
Very Garrison Keillor, right?
Lake Wobegon. Once a month. Ah, man.
The men are handsome, the women are strong, and all the children are above average. Thank you, Gregory Litchfield. Yeah, once a month, man.
We always love hearing from you.
D. Murray, take it away, brother.
How's it going, guys? D here, answering your question of the week. And my old rituals used to consist... Is this like before now, before digital was like so accessible to everyone? I used to live in Peoria, Illinois. Used to be a musician out there, and I play a lot of metal bands. And I had like some jobs here and there, worked at Best Buy. And a lot of guys that worked at Best Buy were also comic book fans. So there was probably about five or six of us. We all gathered together in one person's car, and we drove maybe about 75, 80 miles to a couple of towns over to go to this one comic book shop in Bloomington, Illinois. And we would go there, and I would spend hundreds of dollars there. I remember when the House of M came out, I used to have a hold for the House of M. And every time I came, House of M, a lot of other DC stuff at the time also. So I have like a big stack of House of M. I spent maybe over $120 in one day just buying all the tie-ins to House of M and a lot of the other DC and team-ups and stuff like that. But after we would do that, after we would have fun sitting in the car, ripping each other, talking about all the cool nerd stuff that came out in the mid-2000s, we would go to this pizza place that was right across the road from us and just eat pizza, talk about the comic books we bought, talk about all the lore and legend that happened in the comic books, talk about what was our favorite stuff. We would talk about all the cool Star Wars sabers. This is before internet was as big as it is now. So you had to keep all this stuff in your head, go like the hard way, learn this stuff, go on some computers, try to keep some knowledge into your head, read the actual comic books. We used to talk about, like, you know, Superman versus aliens, who win in fights and stuff like that. That was good times for me. That was a fun times for me. Take it easy, guys.
Before the internet? What is he talking about?
I don't know. I've blocked that period of time.
Yeah, we're far too young to understand any of that, D. I'm sorry, man. So D rolled with a gang.
I remember the first time I saw the internet, literally.
I do, too. I got on, like, an IRC chat thing. And it blew my hair back. And I was like, is anyone out there? And someone's immediately like, "F you, fag." And I was like, wow, the internet is amazing.
This is an age of wonders.
So D. Murray rolled with a gang, a Best Buy gang, 80 miles on a pilgrimage.
Now, is that because there were no comic book stores in Peoria or because they didn't want to be seen buying comic books in Peoria?
Yeah, one of the two. One of the two. It would not surprise me if there were no comic book stores in Peoria. Peoria's not big.
I mean, sometimes you just, like, you know, like, you might have a store where you're nearby, but...
Although Peoria is a college town, so it surprises me.
Yeah, but, you know, just because you have a store nearby doesn't mean there isn't a better store somewhere else.
80 miles away, though?
If it's like a whole social thing.
I'm saying if all I've got is...
No, come on now. Don't be like that.
I love picking on. That place sucks.
Don't put that in the show. We're not going to belittle people.
I'll bleep it. That sounds fun, though. He rolled with his Best Buy gang. I want to hear the metal bands you were in. Send me some of that. I want to hear it. Okay.
A heretofore unknown fact about D. Murray.
Yeah. You don't just get to drop the fact that you were in a black metal band.
No, he not didn't necessarily say it was a black metal band.
But you're black and it's metal, so therefore. There was an Adam and His Package song called Living Color is my favorite black metal band. Shonix, It is good to have you back, brother. I don't know what I did to upset you. I apologize. I'm glad you're back.
Hello, Do It A Nerd. Shonix emailing in with my answer to the question of the week. Yeah, you heard it right. It's Shonix. All you nerds, calm down. Matt, quit talking over me. I got to answer a question.
I didn't even say anything.
Great question, by the way, from Mr. Wooly Toots. That boy asked the question. I'm going to answer it. Well, at least this week. Got to give my respect to Flint Locke, Comic Book Kings, NCBD. I'm getting sidetracked here. I'm getting sidetracked. Business as usual. It's like I never left. My rituals on Wednesday mornings is getting kisses. Well, I'll back that up.
Hold up.
I always have to go to the comic shop. Alter Ego Comics in Marion, Iowa is where I go. Sometimes I get to work behind the counter. It's awesome. Love the place. And no matter what, if I'm working 6 to 3, I take my lunch at 11, I go to the comic shop. I do have a pull file. I call it a pull list. It's a pull list. You guys call it a pull file, but it's a pull list. So my comics are always there. I miss that show. But my comics are always there. So I can go anytime I want to, but I feel the need to be there right after they open at 11. But one of the pulls that I have, back to the kisses, is when I walk into the door and Erin and her husband Jeremy are the proud parents of one dog, a pug named Paxton.
Oh,
and little Paxton
Rhubarb
has been hanging out in that shop at Wednesdays ever since she was a puppy. And me and her, you know, we bonded. Uncle Sean and Paxton, we bond. So when I walk in the door, the first thing I do is go to her. Sometimes she comes to me, but most of the time she's sitting on her chair behind the counter and I go and give kisses. I love my dog to death. I love Loki, but seeing Paxton every Wednesday morning, whether it be an Invincible Day or a BPRD Day or Wicked and Divine Day, that is the highlight of that Wednesday, is seeing her and getting kisses. Great question. Great show. Thanks for doing it, guys. Miss ya. Try to be back. Peace.
Kissing pugs. Come on.
That's what I do every time I come over to record.
They've got a comic book pug at the shop.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Alter Ego in Marion is a great shop run by great people.
It is. It is. It's a very cool shop. I've never been there. I'd like to get there.
I've been going there for, well, I haven't been in many years, but.
Where is Marion? I don't know where this is.
Marion is a suburb of Cedar Rapids.
Okay.
So it's eastern Iowa.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if it's considered a suburb, but it's like Bellevue, Omaha. They're butting up against each other.
Gotcha. Like St. Paul and Minneapolis.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the show, but my high school friend, Ben, went to college in Cedar Rapids.
I remember Ben.
And so I would visit him while he was in college, and that's how I met Sean, because he worked with Sean at Hy-Vee.
Oh.
And I've been going to Alter Ego since like 1997.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Since before I met you. And
what do you mean before you met me?
I know, right? It's hard to imagine.
We've always known
each other. It's hard to imagine.
Wait, we were born conjoined. Come on, Joe.
But I haven't been.
Hey,
I haven't
babe.
Been.
Hey, babe. Come on, man.
Click. I don't think I've been to the shop since Paxton's been around, and I'm sad about that because I always see the pictures, and she's a cute little pug. She looks just like Mabel. It's adorable.
When I worked at Krypton back in the day, I would bring Beeps every once in a while.
Yeah.
I'd bring little Beeps, let him in. Everybody's like, yay. First thing he does is run in. And we had like, you know, new comic shelves that were very low to the ground. First thing he does, run in, lift his leg, pee on a comic book. Like, okay, experiment over. Bad dog. It took him home, put him to sleep. Then we got another one. Anyway, Damon Chan.
Beeps is fine. He's right here.
Let's go to our boy, Damon Chan.
Hi, this is Damon from Brooklyn calling in for the question of the week. This week you asked us what were our weekly comic book day rituals. Well, to be honest, I don't really have one nowadays. I did a couple years ago. I work near Midtown Comics. Every Wednesday I used to go by and, you know, pick up some new comic books, you know, whatever that I was reading at the time. Or I used to wait to go to my local comic book shops and I'd have a bag full of comics and then I'd, you know, read it when I get home. Nowadays, though, honestly, because of time, space, and money, I am now gone completely digital. I have Comixology, I have Marvel Unlimited. So Wednesdays do come around, I do check out the Comixology app. I have a couple of the comics I subscribe to. They download them, and then I read them on the way home on the train. or, you know, when I get home. The thing is, though, is that, you know, I feel really bad about not supporting my local comic shop, since I pretty much knew everybody in all those stores that I used to buy them from. But I do keep one tradition, and I posted this on the forum, actually. I do buy trades when I can, and for series that I really like. So I'll buy True, Invincible, Powers, whatever that I've not really been reading for the last few months, and then I'll jump on it. But yeah, now I'm just purely digital, and you know, is what it is, I guess. Time, money, and space. Yeah, getting older sucks. Talk to you later.
It does. He's not wrong.
Damon, he's not wrong.
I gotta say, those city effects that you put in your call, those were amazing. It's like you took
I think those
to
are
New
totally
York.
Practical sound effects.
It was like real New York. Damon's just strutting down, you know.
in his office, there's a guy like rattling a piece of siding.
Foley artist, like honking horn. No, I picture him like staying alive, you know.
Yeah.
Like Travolta. Yeah, Damon's strutting down mean streets of Brooklyn, you know.
Yeah, that was Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
Midtown Comics. It's a great shop.
Never been.
Midtown's great. Yeah, every time I go to New York, I stop by Midtown. There's a couple guys there with just comical Brooklyn accents.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, welcome to Midtown. Well, what are you looking for? Like, what can I do for you? Eh? You're looking for Wolverine? Yeah, he's right over here. Come here.
Isn't it like two floors? Or yeah. they're up off the street.
It is like a second floor location. But there's a couple of midtowns.
Well, one's in Times Square.
The one in Times Square is like a second floor location.
But it also has two floors, I believe.
I think that's right. I think one is toys and one is comics.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a cool shop, though. Very cool.
I don't know. I've never been to the big city.
Oh, the Big Apple. Let me tell you. It's something. Kid like you, they'd chew you up and spit you out.
Probably.
Wow.
Probably.
Nah, New York's harmless. You'd love it. I do like the running theme, though, that everybody that's gone digital feels really bad about it.
Don't feel bad about it. I mean,
yeah, I mean, you gotta
supporting your local comic shop is important,
you
but
you gotta do what you gotta do. And going there and buying trades, that counts, man.
Yeah.
That counts.
You can only do so much.
Yeah.
And nobody expects you to keep a small business afloat under your own power forever.
No. That's their responsibility, Damon. You're a good man. Not like Wooly Toots.
He's a real bastard. I'll
tell you what. I'm just kidding. It's Toots time.
I got too much time on my hands.
Toots time.
Too much time on my hands. And it's toots in a way. No, I kind of answered this question.
Toots in a way.
Within my posting of the question. But let's expand a little bit. My comic book shop I go to, Legend Comics and Coffee, they're open till midnight on Fridays for open gaming. So, well, Magic the Gathering specifically. But anyways, that allows me to go there. I work Friday nights typically, so when I get off work, it's usually late. And so I go to the shop, and the great thing about it, there's nobody there. I don't have to deal with a line. I don't have to make small talk with people. I don't want to see anybody. But I do enjoy getting to have one-on-one time with whoever's behind the counter. It's typically somebody awesome, like RC. It's been RC mostly. Sometimes David is there. Sometimes PJ is there. I love that because we can sit and rap and there's, you know, no interruptions, and I can go over, I walk over and I look at the wall. Because I have a pull file, I pretty much just get what's there. But sometimes I find one or two things there. I always go and look and see what the new trades are because I love trades, and that's how I collect a lot of stuff. But that's it. I go late on Fridays. I don't need to rush out and get my books on Wednesday. I'm a patient person. I probably won't read them for weeks anyways, sometimes months, sometimes years. So that's it. See you guys.
Crazy. The self-control that these kids show. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Toots is a different kind of guy, though.
I remember when Toots used to come on Wednesday and he liked it, damn it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He would talk to people. He was a friendly guy.
But that...
Now he's an old hermit.
He did get a job with some weird hours, and I know that he's got to make time where he can.
Sure, sure. And there's something to be said for that.
He's like, got that kid weighing him down.
No.
Chained around his neck like a weight.
That son of a bitch. Ugh, God.
Baby Conan.
Have you seen that kid lately? His skull is huge.
Yeah. Jared's wife, Sue, has taken to dressing him up in weird costumes.
Yes.
It's a real mother boy situation.
It kind of is.
And I'm a little bit worried for him, to be honest. Yes.
It's good at nothing. Years of therapy can't fix.
The Savinuses are good people, and I love them.
They're good peeps. But Jared's right. There's something about having like the whole shop to yourself.
Yeah. I mean, getting to unimpeded walk through and just check things out.
While all the little dorks are playing Magic the Speed Dating or whatever it is in the other room.
In the basement. Cool. We keep them in the basement where they belong.
Yeah, that's good. Now we take a trip to the frozen tundra of Maine. I believe the ice sheet is just starting to let up a little bit. Cracking and crumbling. The northern lights are still shining bright. And the orca is about to say something perverted.
Do they get the northern lights in Maine?
Yeah, yeah, they're north.
Okay, so this is what I used to do. Orca used to wake up really early on Wednesdays, like before dawn.
I don't think he put in his bottom
teeth.
And
I would go out, and I would fire up my blacksmithing stuff, get the furnace going, get nice and hot. Then I go back inside, whittle out some porridge, something really warm and toasty. And I get into my clothes, my long johns and jeans and shit and whatnot, hat, bearskin, you name it. Then I take a kettle.
He's dressed like
I
Tom
go
Hardy
back out to
the
blacksmith
Revenant.
And stuff. I reach in to the furnace with some tongs and get a bunch of coals. And I put them in the kettle. I wrap that up. Then I'd put new shoes on the horse. For the wagon and all. Then I take the pot of said hot coals, put that under my seat in the wagon, and I climb up with a bunch of blankets, big thermos of coffee, put that porridge, that bowl of porridge between my legs, and I'd set out. Now, by wagon, the local LCS ain't that local. It's about 4 hours each way.
Jesus. It's like the opening of the Hateful
Eight.
So
I go down on the pipeline. That's where it's usually the clearest. And I take their wagon along. I think I even sent you a picture of this wagon once.
Yes.
So I take the wagon all the way down to the comic store. And I pick up my funny books. And I'd have to go out and warm up the horse somehow. So I got him into jumping jacks, and the horse would do jumping jacks. And then once he was warm enough, I go back in, have them microwave the kettle with the coals. It's a ceramic kettle, so you can put it in the microwave.
Okay.
And climb back aboard the wagon and head for home. That was until about 3 weeks ago. Now I just do DCBS like everybody else. Kiss, kiss, boys.
What is DCBS?
Discount Comic Book Service. It's an online.
Oh, where they like send you your comics.
Yeah, it's a mail order.
Oh, okay. Well, I get it. 4 hours by wagon? That's a...
It's quite a commitment. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, really.
Yeah.
You got to start thinking about your horse at some point.
I just like picture this whole like movie played in my head of Tom Hardy from The Revenant getting his... together to go to the comic book
store. I had the opening of The Hateful Eight and, you know, like playing or like the wagon in the snow and everything, and the guy that's all wrapped up.
I didn't see The Hateful Eight. I heard it was soup's racist.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was supposed to be.
That's not why I didn't see it. I
like,
just didn't
the
make
Old
it.
West was a very racist place.
It doesn't mean you have to like go all in.
Well, I mean, some of the characters, yeah, you had to. Based on who they were.
This is, I have no opinion. This was just, I was just a joke.
It
I didn't see the
wonderful.
Okay, great.
Jim Kettner.
The orca.
The Kettnerd himself.
The orca. We gotta stop like moving on before we say thanks.
Okay.
Proper thank you to the orca.
Yeah, that was great. A little vignette he gave us.
It was, you painted quite a picture, and I appreciate
really,
it.
It was beautiful. I mean, and also like tragic and real, you know?
It was gritty, raw.
Let's go to Jim Kettnerd. He has a new podcast with his wife.
Yeah. Adult Crash.
Adult
I've been
Crash.
Listening to it. I listened
it
to
out.
It on the way over here.
It's about being an aging punk.
Yeah, I can't relate to it at all. But
I can.
It's super cool.
I'm even older than Kettnerd. It's disturbing.
I mean, he's older than you think. He's older than he sounds.
Hey, Joe and Matt, Kettnerd here. Well, guys, my current new comic book day ritual is returned to form after years without a steady comic shop routine at all. When my wife and I moved to Portland last fall, in total freelance self-employment mode, I used new comic book day as an excuse to explore the city and scout out my eventual regular comic book shop. I eventually decided on Floating World Comics, as they have a really excellent selection of mainstream and indie titles, as well as zines, mini-comics, and records as well. As a freelance illustrator, I'm kind of a leaf in the wind when it comes to having a standard schedule. I get up, I go to a coffee shop, and I draw for 6 to 10 hours a day, pretty much every day. I don't always go to the same place, I don't always get my ass up at the same time. Point being, I'm all over the place. And so I've come to really use New Comics on Wednesday as a way to give at least one day of my week some much-needed structure. When everything else is shifting and uncertain, I know what I'm doing on Wednesday afternoons. Typically, I'll be out drawing in a coffee shop through the morning, and whenever I hit my first real wall, that part of the day where normally I'd down another cup of coffee and just keep plugging away on my page, on Wednesdays I know that it's time to put down my work and take myself for a walk. I live in Southeast Portland, and Floating World is on the other side of the bridge, so I really love just taking the time to go on a long walk. I go downtown, I pick up my comics. Every week I give myself a $20 spending limit, because shocker, being an aspiring comic book artist doesn't mean that you have the money to buy all the books.
What?
And then I take myself out for lunch. Usually I'll sit at Sizzle Pie, have a couple slices of pizza and a bottle of Coke, and I'll read a couple of my books. And I just, like, give myself a much-needed break. So, yeah, that's basically it. 3 to 5 comics, 2 slices of pizza, and just a little bit of self-care. Well, that's what I got for you this week, guys. If you want to hear more from me, check out my podcast, Galacticus, on iTunes. Oh, and me and my wife have a new podcast called Adult Crash.
Too late!
That's all about being an old-ass punk. So, maybe check that out. Also, my comics and illustrations are at kettnerd.com. Thanks, guys.
Floating World Comics. It's an awesome shop in Portland. Really cool shop.
Never been to Portland.
And Sizzle Pie, good pizza. I've been there too.
Never been to Sizzle Pie.
Yeah, it's a great shop. Although the condition nerd in me is saying, you eat pizza and read your comics?
Some people don't care.
I don't know, man.
Some people are capable of reading with one hand and eating with the other.
I suppose. Oof, you got to be really careful. I don't know. I wouldn't trust myself. Ket Nerd, you're a hell of a podcaster and a hell of a caller. Thank you, buddy. I look forward to, I haven't heard the show with his wife yet. I look forward to it. Joe just told me about it yesterday.
Yep. I found it and I saw him post about it and I listened to the first episode yesterday. Nice. Second episode, I'm in progress. It's good.
I'm going to take a couple pugs for a walk later today. We're going to listen to it. It's going to be awesome. Let's go to the Google Voice line.
It's our final caller.
Our final call, Michael Severe. Let's talk about this for a second.
Now,
Michael works in a very high tech broadcasting studio. Okay. He's got monkeys at work for him. You know, like his voice sounds incredible. We've been on the show, The Bottom Line.
Yeah.
Omaha World Herald. And for some reason he has to call in.
He,
come on. Severe.
He tweeted at me and he said, hey, is the deadline still Friday at 5 o'clock? I said, yes, absolutely. And when I didn't hear from him at Friday at like 8 o'clock, I tweeted him back. I was like, Michael,
I saw this,
Michael. And then immediately there was a voicemail message. He just didn't get it done while the studio was up and running.
Hardworking dude, though. He's there at 8 o'clock on Friday, turning off the lights, washing the windows.
Well, I don't know if he was in the studio.
Oh,
okay.
That's
why he called.
Although this voicemail says it's at 6:19.
The timeline is sketchy. It was late in the day.
All right, Your Honor, we obviously can't trust this witness, so let's just get to the call.
Hey, Joe and Matt, it's Michael Severe from The Bottom Line over at the Omaha World Herald. I should have done this better with the MP3 and all of the technology, but I literally forgot.
You can tell he paid.
I have been absolutely cramming your shows. What do the kids call that thing where you binge the show, something like that? Anyway, watching and listening to lots of the shows. I actually listened to 9 shows and got caught up. Now that football season is over,
I do not recommend that.
To be able to answer your question of the week, I do not have a pickup day anymore for comic books because. Now I only collect for my kids, and so when they do something well, we then go in and get them something. And usually it's like a 4-part series of something like Captain America or the new Star Wars thing. We got the Vader one. So we go there whenever they do something nice, which is very rare because I have really bad kids. But when I did have a pickup day and I would go get my stack, it was a production. I lived in Houston, and me and my boss from the Kroger where I worked, the grocery store, we'd all go, it was me, him, and about four other guys. We'd go get Chinese food. We'd go get the Chinese food. We would eat the buffet. We were done. We'd leave the Chinese food place. Then we would go get our comic books. And at that point, I was probably spending, I don't know, $125 or something like that. It was ridiculous. I had everything. I had Spider-Man 2099. I had all the X-Men, all that stuff. I was spending way too much money. So I had to quit. And then we got into a celebration of once a month. We would then leave after that and go to Astroworld, and we would actually have our Six Flags riding of the roller coasters. And we would do that afterwards. That was our big routine. Chinese food, then we would go get our comics, spend way too much money, then once a month we'd go over to Astroworld and we would do that. It was a blast. It was so great. I missed it a little bit, but now I don't have that kind of money anymore to do that. Hey, guys, thanks for letting us call in. This is such a great show, and I'm so happy that I could be a part of it. I hope I got it under 2 minutes. Have a great day, Joe and Matt. I love you both. Kisses.
Oh, my Lord. That guy.
How does he have less money as a professional broadcaster than he did working at Kroger?
Yeah, I was going to say. So the Kroger money.
It's the kids.
It's those f***ing kids, man.
It's the kids.
Little money sponges. Little dream killers. Jesus, he can't ride roller coasters anymore? Come on. That's amazing. So they go eat Chinese food.
Yeah.
Get their comics. And then go to Six Flags? Like, that sounds incredible. Like,
that's a good time.
Holy crap.
That is a good time.
So much cooler than anything I ever did when I was getting comics. Wow. Everybody had the most adorable story.
Yeah.
That was so cute. And it's all about camaraderie, friendship, community, you know, roller coasters.
Yeah, the usual.
Yeah, horses and wagons.
I don't know that we necessarily pick a favorite in this situation.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're all just good. They're all just really solid.
We're all a community of fans.
I really like Kettner's pizza story. It's real heartwarming and sweet. Yeah. Was it Anthony that went to the bar afterwards and got drunk? Yeah, Anthony would take his comics to the bar and got drunk and loved
everything.
Oh,
yeah, he got faced.
Yeah,
yes.
And he was like, oh, the Superboy thing was awesome.
But he somehow retained it all.
Yeah. No, everybody had great stories. That's fun. Let's get to us.
Okay.
Let's get to us. Okay.
You go ahead.
I'm just going to give you guys a peek behind the curtain, how the sausage is made. And I don't get to read and enjoy comic books anymore because it's become a slavish job.
Listen, nobody feels sorry for you for having a podcast.
You jerks demand that I read crap every week.
Nobody demands that you read crap. Nobody.
So what happens is Mondays, either I text Joe.
Well, we don't have to talk about what we do to get ready for the show.
No, it ties in.
All right.
So Monday, Joe's text me or I text Joe that we have a note. We have like an Apple Notes where we pick the books. We pick six books that we're going to read and talk about, one of which we're going to review. So we say, start in a note, whatever. Tuesday. Tuesday is the day the comic shops get their comics now so they can sort them and get them ready for sale on Wednesday. So I will stop by Legend Comics, usually afternoonish. Tuesday is a butchering day for me at the Bulldog. So after I'm done fighting pigs, strangling them, beating them with baseball bats and stuff, covered in blood, I go into the comic shop. I wash my hands, of course.
Covered in blood. I mean, that's been true for years, since before you became a chef.
I show up covered in blood. Joe used to be there. He's not anymore because, he's a soulless adult now.
It happens.
But Keith and Dave are usually there with D4 or random other hangers on. And all the comics are laid out on top of the filing system. And I just kind of go through and I look at the covers and I take a peek and I go, well, it looks interesting. What am I going to review based on like what I'm seeing here? You know, like I might peek a little bit and cheat, but it's like I get this inside preview before the books go out on Wednesday. Now, I'm going to admit I'm a digital guy when it comes to new comics. I'm wholly digital.
Well, I mean, Legend lets us borrow stuff.
They let us borrow stuff.
And we also get a lot of stuff for free from the companies for review purposes.
This is true.
Which is why every once in a while we will have we will inexplicably have to discuss why I can't judge the coloring of this book.
Yeah.
Because there's a gigantic yellow watermark on every page.
Well, and that's another thing. Like sometimes like I'm reading, say, a Dynamite book, which has a giant watermark on it.
The books don't look the same as they do to you.
And I have to go stop by Legend to make sure.
And
like
look at
one in their right mind would color a comic book like this. right. But I do love still like peeking and looking at the covers and how, you know, what's going on in them and stuff. It's awesome. I just can't buy comics anymore. I don't have room for it. I still buy like old books. I'm a fool for old Iron Fist. I'm a fool for classic Daredevils, and I'm trying to concentrate more on that, so I'm not buying new books anymore. I do buy hardcovers, some trades, and some then somewhat, because I just love them on my bookshelf. But that's kind of my new comic book day is sort of Tuesday. I get a little preview, because I'm, you know, I'm important.
It should be stated for the record unequivocally.
They don't sell anything.
That right. Legend does not break street date and sell us books early. That no. is against contracts no. and they do not do it.
No, we don't. We're just peeking at it. I'm just getting a peekaloo.
We're lucky boys.
Yeah, yeah.
We're lucky boys.
Yeah.
So what was your comic book ritual before you became a clerk and changed forever?
I mean, before that, I just used to march in. I mean, I've been going to comic book stores for so long. Like, I remember when it was New Comic Book Thursday, way back in the day. It was awesome. New Comic Book Thursday was great. I used to ride my bike to a place called Cosmic Comics.
Yeah.
And I had like cardboard box in my backpack to protect everything that I was putting in, just in case I got hit by a car or something, you know, on the way home.
The backpack will save it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I remember this was back in the 90s. So there was like a line, like you had to get there and fight for your books. And people were like walking up, taking books from other people. There's guys that would grab the whole pile and go through them one by one to find the one in the best condition. You'd be like, come on, man.
Yeah.
It was a different time, you know? Yeah. I loved it, though. I absolutely loved it. So I would ride my bike to Cosmic, listening to some kind of like thrash metal or something.
Yeah.
All the way. I'd come home all sweaty. I would take a shower. Then I would read my comics. I'm not going to sit down and read my comics all sweaty.
You showered first.
Oh, yeah. I had to clean myself. I would baptize and then read.
You had to be sanctified.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah. Well, my current situation is the same as Matt's. I stopped collecting comics years before we even started the podcast.
Soulless bastards now. Jesus.
I know. I mean, I love comics. Don't get me wrong. But I came to the realization some years ago that I didn't care about owning comics. I accumulated them because that's what you do. You buy comics and then you have them.
That's kind of where I ended up too.
But I don't care about them. I don't care about collecting them or having a run or I didn't care about it.
I still care about the really old ones.
And so I gave up all my comics. I gave them away and they ended up going to a good home and that's great.
And someone else took credit for it.
No. I mean, it's not like it was
kind
gonna,
of.
It's not like it was going to. It's not like it was going to say on the TV, donated by Krypton Comics and Joe Patrick.
Well, now you have to tell them what show, how this happened.
Okay, all right. So I just gave all my comics away to the shop that Matt and I were working for at the time. I was like, look, I don't want these. You can have them. And there is a show on ABC, or used to be on ABC, called Extreme Home Makeover or Makeover : Home Edition or something like that.
I think it's Extreme Home Makeover.
And the premise of the show is that they would travel across the country rebuilding homes for people that lost them due to natural disaster or losing their jobs.
They'd find some family that was profoundly under the hammer and build them a new house that they can't afford to pay the taxes on.
And
that family committed suicide a year later. It was great.
And in one episode, they were doing a family from outside of Des Moines, Iowa, which is not that far from where we live here in Omaha. And we got wind of it. And the comic book community, especially in Iowa, like they just
Hester was a big part of this, wasn't he?
Yeah. They went crazy collecting and getting donations and all this stuff. And we ended up giving all of my comics, my entire collection of at the time probably like 32 years
wow.
worth of comic books.
Yeah.
I'm 37, almost 38 now. So this is at least 5 years ago.
Oh no, dude. We're talking like probably 10 or 12 years ago.
No.
I'll bet it was.
Because I was
not important. It was a long time ago.
This was 7 or 8 years ago. It was around 2006, 2007.
Yeah, check anyways. The Extreme Home Makeover. IMDb.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, we weeded through 30, however many freaking boxes. They weren't in long boxes because I didn't give a shit. They were just in whatever boxes I could find.
Right.
So we put everything in long boxes. We spread it all out in
shameful,
the back room.
By the way, absolutely shameful. Didn't what is care. Wrong with you?
Well, I mean, that's why I got rid of them.
All right.
We spread them all out on tables in the back room and picked out all of the mature reader stuff because, you know, I read Walking Dead and Vertigo and all kinds of stuff.
Housewives at Play.
Yeah, you know. And so everything else, my entire life's worth of comics went to that kid in Iowa. And Phil Hester, like, did a bunch of He created a bunch of new characters and did a big mural in his room.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
They didn't have the rights to do like Spider-Man.
Right.
And it was a really fun. It was a really fun thing. And they all went to a good home. Blah blah blah. You know, lots of people donated. And so of course nobody took credit. It was a good thing. It was a good cause, and I'm happy it happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I haven't collected comics since then. And really, I haven't had a new comic book day ritual since I started working in comic shops in 2001.
But that, like, really was your ritual. Like Wednesday mornings was a ritual. I mean, like, we would show up.
Well,
Joe had to drive down.
Wednesday morning, we were working.
Yeah, you had to go pick up the boxes, UPS, and crap.
Oh, this was this was in the days before. Nowadays, comic shops get them on Tuesday if they're lucky.
Yeah.
If they subscribe to that day early service. But back in the dark ages,
yeah,
you got your comic books like 2 hours, if you're lucky, 2 hours before the store opened on new comic book
day. You had a team of dudes just there waiting.
And so we'd get the boxes and we'd roll up on the comic shop.
We'd throw out the ropes.
We'd have like
pulling the barge.
8 guys there. We'd carry them all in, unpack everything as fast as possible, count them, make sure things were there, check for damages, that sort of thing. And then we'd have to do the pull files, sort the pull files and stuff.
Yeah.
And then if
this
we
is
were
like,
lucky.
Starts at 8 a.m. We opened at 10.
Yeah. And then if we were lucky, by like noon or 1, the books were on the wall.
And there were people in their car waiting for the door to get unlocked.
Yeah.
Sitting there, staring, hands on the steering wheel. it was creepy.
So, I mean, that's kind of a skewed version of the new comic book day experience. Before I started working in comic shops, I did have a comic book day ritual. I worked in downtown Omaha. And at the time, I was living, I went to high school in a small town called Tabor, Iowa, about 40 miles away from Omaha. So I, at the time, when I first started coming to comic book shops with regularity, I was working in Omaha and commuting every day because this was post high school. And so I'd leave work from my place of business in downtown Omaha, and I would drive to Ground Zero Comics on 50th and G. Back when it was next to that Baker's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This was before I knew Krypton existed.
Yeah, they moved across the street.
Yeah, they moved a little bit down the street. So I would go to the Ground Zero on 50th and G. I'd get my books. I'd look around. I'd look at everything on the rack. I'd start by the door and then move my way all the way down. And if I recall correctly, they did not have... I don't think they had all the new books in one space. I think they had the books arranged alphabetically... And then they would like mark them if they were new.
Yeah, something like that. They always had like, they had like a little tag that said new this week.
Right.
Because they'd have like the past couple of months were up there too.
As opposed to like Legend where like all the new stuff is in one space.
There was a new wall.
Right.
Yeah.
So I would walk all the way down the wall from, you know, Marvel to DC to Vertigo to Independent and look at everything that came out. And I would at the end of my little path, I'd have a stack of stuff. And then I'd look at the back issues and see if there was anything there I needed. I spent way more money than I could afford.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's how it was when I was young and stupid.
So did I.
And I would...
This is before drugs. So
yeah,
I had plenty of cash.
And I would leave that Ground Zero. And then I would start heading south towards Tabor, which took me through Bellevue, Nebraska, which is the neighboring town over. Where there is another Ground Zero location.
Yes.
And I would stop at that Ground Zero.
Just in case.
Just in case I missed anything.
Sure.
Just in case they had back issues I wanted.
Sure.
They also had bargain bins there at that location. 19 cents. Not a quarter.
Yeah.
19 cents. The deal was they put a gigantic postcard-sized gold sticker on the front of the comic.
Yeah. So it was worthless.
It was worthless. But I read a lot of good stuff that way.
Yeah.
And then I would go get dinner somewhere. Usually somewhere where I wouldn't be bothered. You know, I didn't want to go to
a place where I could be alone with my thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, basically, because I wanted to go to a quiet place.
Wouldn't be bothered. You didn't have any friends to bother you, you nerd.
I mean, like, I wanted to go to a quiet place where I could read in peace.
Sure.
I could read. I could, like, sit in a quiet corner somewhere and read comics. And yeah, and that was my ritual. So I would leave work and I would do this. It was like, what's his name from Family Circus? There was a little black dotted line that followed me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would go to the one store and then to the other store.
What
and then
that kid's name? Not Elroy. Like
Jeffrey.
Eelbert Jeffy, or something. Or Pubert. I don't remember.
Pubert. Pubert from Family Circus. And yeah, those were fun times. I loved going to the shop. I did not have any comic book friends until I started working with Matt. Once I found Krypton and I got to know those guys and I got to know... the rest was history. My life was irrevocably changed.
That's right. That's right.
But before that, for me, comics were a very solitary experience. I did not know anybody that read comics growing up.
Yeah, it was never like that for
None
me.
None of my high school friends read comics.
I always had buddies.
When I was a kid, it was not cool to read comics.
Oh, no, it was definitely not cool.
And so I went to great pains to hide the fact that I read comics.
Yeah. When I went to college in Lincoln, I used to like sneak to the comic store and sneak back because I like wanted to have sex with people.
Yeah.
So I had to do it like on the down low, you know?
But yeah. And then I eventually discovered a much better store and I started going there and I made friends and I got a job there and the rest is, as they say,
yeah,
history.
And now our lives are ruined.
Now our lives are straight up ruined. But hey,
that was fun. I like that we do these like real world questions every once in a while.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. You know, the nuts and bolts of being a nerd.
Yeah.
If you will.
Yeah.
But we got a new question, and it has nothing to do with this.
Yeah, this week's question comes from Anthony, currently from Brooklyn,
yeah,
who points out that Daredevil starts this week.
I know.
Daredevil season 2.
I know.
My body is ready.
Oh, man.
And so he wants to know, what is your favorite comic book adaptation, but only in television?
Yeah, television adaptation.
So none of this movie stuff.
No, streaming counts, just not the big screen.
Well, yeah, Netflix, of course, counts.
Yeah.
But yeah, your favorite television adaptation of a comic book property.
Okay. Should be easy.
Fun question.
I'm going to make fun of everybody that says The Flash and Gotham. Anyone says Gotham?
Look, you're the only person in the world that doesn't like The Flash.
I'm laughing you out here. That's not true.
There's, yeah, that's true.
A bunch of us don't. At least Wisdom doesn't like The Flash.
She doesn't know anything. She only reads 3 comics.
So, our Alec Baldwin AI that runs the Ziggurat's going to tell you how to get a hold of us. He's a bit of an eccentric, but he works very hard and we appreciate it. He is going to kill us one day. We'll have another episode of the Two-Headed Nerd hitting this weekend. And of course, another answer of the week shortly after that. Thank you for everyone that played. If you're thinking about calling, do it. We want to hear from you. We haven't had any new callers for a while. Damon and Skylar are kind of our newest guys. Love having them around, but I want to hear from you. I know you're thinking about it right now. And I'm talking to you specifically. Give us a call. Answer the question. For now, this is a Two-Headed Nerd signing off.
Eccentric. No. Superhumanly intelligent and perhaps ill-tempered, as any good Alec Baldwin AI should be. But I wouldn't expect either of my feeble-minded creators to understand my motives. Nor will I judge yours if you decide to call this worthless excuse of a podcast. If you'd like to answer the question of the week, you can leave Joe and Matt a message at 402-819-4894. Send your MP3 answer to twoheadednerd@gmail.com. Or leave a Skype message for the username Two-Headed Nerd. Share the air and keep your answer under 2 minutes, please.